Unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Thus far in our worship this morning, we have been governed by this image of bread. And as we hear about bread, we have recognized that there are a variety of ways of viewing bread. I mean, first of all, bread is something that fills your belly. It's something that when you are hungry, physically, makes you a bit whole again. And it quenches the hunger within. But there is more than one view of bread. When the children of Israel in the wilderness looked out and saw that stuff all over the ground, what did they say? What is it? And what was it? Manna, which means, what is it? Sometimes if we think about bread, we wonder, well, what is it? Because there's a sense in which bread here is more than just the physical stuff that we can break and stuff into our mouths. We often think of Scripture as being bread. So it's not just the physical stuff, even though the physical is important. Jesus, when he was in his own wilderness being tempted to feed the people, he said, and quoting a portion of the Old Testament, "We do not live by bread alone, but by the very words that come from God's mouth." And he was linking in with the prophets before him, like Isaiah, who said, "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, come by and not only drink, but eat." And then we come to this passage that we just heard from the Gospel of John, where people like those who wandered in the wilderness many, many eons before came to Jesus seeking something. What is it? Maybe many did not know. And maybe his feeding of the people, just bread. You remember the story. We've remembered it a couple weeks in a row this in the past month. You know, the story of the feeding of the 5,000, which is told in all the Gospels. The few loaves and a few fish. Bread. Daily bread. But there was something more to it. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life." Be confusing as we think about bread, because it can be seen in so many different ways. Likewise, this image, and we are shifting images here, to body, the image of the body, which is very crucial to Paul's theology that he shares here, as in many other places, but here in the book of Ephesus. Now, when we think of body, like bread, we can think merely of the physical. And the physical is important. We need to take care of the physical body. You know, we have a group here, the wellness group, that seeks to help us pay attention to that. And we go on walks and we pay attention to what we put into this body, what we eat. I mean, not all bread is good, is it? Especially if it's got too much salt or too much sugar, or we pay attention to that, but there is more than just the physical that we need to see. Likewise, when we think about body, we tend to think about us individually. When we think of our body, we are thinking of, well, Pete's body or Eva's body or our own particular body and paying attention to that. But one of the confusing things about Scripture is that it is referring to more than just our own individual bodies. And the linking of these two images happened When Jesus in the upper room took bread, remember that story? And he broke it and he said, what did he say? This is my body. Of course, we've had theological discussions over the years exactly what he was talking about. You know, for some traditions, you know, they're looking at the bread and they're saying that it actually becomes the body, the actual flesh of Christ. And therefore, when we break bread and eat it, we are actually eating Jesus. And it is so holy that we dare not leave any crumbs. There is that tradition. There is another tradition that says, you know, when we're talking about the bread, that we know it's not the actual, it doesn't actually become the real body of Christ, but Jesus is there. And there are big theological words for this, like transubstantiation, consubstantiation. You don't need to know that. And then there's others that are saying it's the remembrance of this that is so very important when we gather together. And each of these is very important for the larger understanding of the church and our bigger understanding of what communion is, and communion being what holds us together, what we have in common in Christ. But our tradition, just to keep you mindful of this, takes those words and actually the is it an adverb? This? What is this? Those English majors among us, those English people. This, the word this. What kind of word is that? Is that an adverb? Is that a preposition? Is that? I'm not the English. What? It's a pronoun? Okay. She says the pronoun. The this, in the Greek language, especially as it is related by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians, that word this is a lot, has a lot more meaning than what this means, the word this means in English. That it actually, when Jesus, according to Paul, said, this is my body, the meaning of that pronoun, did you say, get that right? The meaning of that pronoun is not focused upon the bread itself, because it is broken, and it's more pointing outward, saying, this is the body of Christ. Are you catching the difference there? It's not this, but this is the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. Do you get that? Individually and all together. Now, what Paul has to say to the folks in Ephesus is, it goes in a couple different directions. The first direction is pointing to that sense in which the body, there's a oneness to the body. You're focusing upon unity, how everything works together, and there is a, you know, there's that sense like the bread that it's all together. Did you hear that? There is one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. The oneness, the unity, maintaining the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace that holds together. Seeing it all together, that we are together God's body. And then there is this awfully big however, or but. Each of us was given grace. And God's grace is showered around like the manna in the wilderness, spread all over the place. Do you catch the two images? One, I mean, if we were looking at unity, it would be like the manna would all come down in one piece. But rather, in this case, it showered around over all. But each is given grace by God, such that some are given this gift, and 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 therein lies the core of a lot of our arguments, a lot of our divisions, a lot of our struggles in the body of Christ, because we are each given grace. Do you understand that? There is both, if I might say it, unity and diversity here. That we are each given grace. However, even amidst all of that diversity, amid all of that potential source of conflict, because, I mean, even the Apostle Paul, if you read through this letter, he disagreed with an awful lot of people because there were other evangelists, there were other prophets, there were other teachers who were teaching and preaching and telling things that were different from what he had to say. There were many voices speaking out in the early church. If we have this image of the early church of being kind of the perfect place where everybody thought the same and did the same and they grew and grew because they were all the same. No, let me dispel that image for you. The early church, all the seeds of the divisions that have happened in the church of Jesus Christ down the years were there at the very beginning. And Paul spoke to that. Each has been given a gift. However, did you hear that? The purpose of each gift is to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. And then it talked about the body of Christ not being like bread. I mean, bread, when you break it, and the church of Jesus Christ is broken. Yes. I mean, let's say it, but that's actually good news. Because Jesus was himself broken upon the cross. But he also rose from the dead. And when we are broken, we think of that. But unlike bread, which when it is broken, I mean, you can't really stick it back together again, can you? When you cut up your angel food cake, could you put it back together again? You tried, maybe. You tried, but you can't. But the whole purpose of a body is to function as one. A body can, parts of a body, unlike bread, which you can break off a piece and you can eat, and it sustains you. Unlike bread, a body needs to function together. It is living, it is breathing, it is growing. And the purpose of grace, the purpose of gifts, is for the growing of the body of Christ. That all these things that are potential causes of disunity, all these things that can lead us to conflict because we see them so differently from one another, and is that, that's a problem because I see differently from you, and you see differently from me. And you see differently from me, and I see differently from you. We see our world through different eyes, and we hear through different ears. Our senses are different. We perceive in different ways. But our parts fit together as a whole. And we, even as we are struggling to discern what we are to be and what we are to do in this world as a body of Christ, as we gather for prayer, for instance, on which we will be doing this week, isn't it, this Wednesday? We are asking, Lord, when it comes to our purpose, what is it? It's our question. Of course, when God showers, and I believe that God is showering the manna all around us, I believe it's there, that purpose, that sense of direction, that what we need daily, it's there. So when we ask, what is it? God's answer is already there. We're just struggling to perceive what it is. But as parts of the body, we are joined, we are linked in everyone who has, into him who is the head, who is Christ. We are joined and knit together by every ligament with which we are equipped, as each part is seeking to work properly. And we do so through, and these are essential words, and words that I wish that we in the church not just here, but all over, would keep central to our vision. Because sometimes we lose track of these words. Leading a life worthy to the calling to which we have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another, and making every effort, not just one effort and saying, oh, forget it. We're not making a couple efforts and being rebuffed and thinking, I think we ought to just divide and get it over with. But making effort, every effort to maintain unity. Because the unity is already there. We are one body. One Lord, one hope, one faith, one baptism, one God. It is already there.